colorectal cancer samples were formalin fixed, paraffin embedded, and sectioned into 4 micrometer slices. For H&E staining, tissue sections underwent deparaffinization and rehydration before being stained with hematoxylin for 4 minutes and eosin for 90 seconds. Immunohistochemistry involved staining tissue sections using an anti-NOX-A1 antibody, followed by hematoxylin counterstaining. Every child deserves a little joy, especially those facing medical challenges. At Duke Children's Hospital, you can make a meaningful difference by donating toys, books, and essential items to brighten a child's day during their hospital stay. Explore our donation guidelines and give the gift of joy today. When administering intravenous IV morphine for pain management, first, confirm the patient's identity and review their medical history, including allergies and previous reactions to opioids. Prepare the morphine dose based on the prescribed amount, usually 2 to 4 milligrams, and check the vial for any particulate matter or discoloration. Clean the IV access site with an antiseptic wipe to reduce the risk of infection. Stryker's airway management devices offer healthcare professionals reliable, high-performance solutions for critical airway management. These tools are designed for precision and ease of use, built to meet the highest standards of quality and performance. Stryker's devices empower healthcare teams to provide fast, effective care in life-saving situations. Counsel patients on the signs and symptoms of serious complications of constipation and ischemic colitis. Counsel patients to immediately stop using Lotronix alosetron hydrochloride and contact their healthcare professional if they develop constipation or signs or symptoms of ischemic colitis.